Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Accelerated Health Radio. I'm your host, Sarah Banta. I'm a health coach, natural supplement expert, and a busy mom of three teenagers. I believe that your body does want to and is capable of rebuilding and healing itself, regardless of what chronic disease you may have. I'm here for you to answer your questions and bring you innovative and cutting-edge technology and health solutions to empower you in your ability to reach your optimal state of health. Today, we are going to be talking all things hormones and sex and some really fun stuff. And I know more than anyone that you need a strong physical foundation to work on your mental growth, whether it's overcoming anxiety and depression, losing weight, detoxing your body, increasing your libido. You need that strong physical foundation in order to gain that willpower and make the bigger changes in your life. If you're new to following me, I specialize in helping you get there. You can find my health articles, my cutting-edge natural supplements, and my protocols at acceleratedhealthproducts.com. I dive into an array of health conditions, their causes and symptoms, and how to address them naturally. I have spent thousands of dollars and hours of my time biohacking different supplements and diets that don't work, so you don't have to. If you have any health issues and you need my help, you can email me directly through the website, and I personally read every single one. Accelerated Health Products is the sponsor of this show. So as you support my website, I'm able to bring you more cutting-edge content and the guests to the show. Now that we are officially in fall, whether you're worried about COVID or not, it is the usual cold and flu season. And it's really important to take care of yourself and boost that immune system. I wanted to mention my trio supplements of the best arsenal for boosting your immune system and fighting off the cold and flu bugs. Those are Accelerated Silver, My Vital C, and Accelerodyne. They work together to devitalize foreign pathogens, boost the immune system, create a natural antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, antioxidant, and anti-allergenic environment. And let's start off with the silver. The Accelerated Scalar Silver is alkaline. It has a pH of 8.0, and we will be talking about the importance of alkalinity today with our guest, creating an environment that foreign pathogens may not be able to survive in. But it's also programmed with bioinformational scalar technology to further help strengthen the immune system and devitalize those foreign pathogens. And like the Accelerodyne iodine, the scalar frequencies are embedded in the silver, lift you to that higher state of being or a higher frequency. People are talking about increase your frequency. This is one way to do it. Furthermore, we use microclustered water technology to lower the surface tension for better absorption. No other silver company does this. Second is the My Vital C. This is not vitamin C. It's 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. It's ESS60, which is the compound in it, has proven to be highly effective at addressing the most stubborn of viruses, and that being HIV. For a long time, there was no known cure for HIV, but now that My Vital C is observed to have virus-killing properties, it has been patented as a treatment for HIV. It reduces the infection caused by HIV, and it also directly inhibits the reproduction of the viruses. So viruses normally cause disease in the human body by taking over the cells of the body and replicating until it overwhelms the immune system. And this is why it's so amazing. Unlike any pharmaceutical, it has no side effects, and it works directly to prevent the virus from replicating and has the potential to effectively treat many people with HIV. While it's a step of inference to say that it could be used to treat other illnesses, including the one we're all fighting, we do know that the regular use of MyVitalC can improve your immune system. It's 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. It's known as an antibiotic. It also improves sleep, which is essential for a strong immune system, not to mention that it doubles your lifespan. Yes, I literally am seeing gray hairs turn back to my regular color, no joke. Number three, and last but not least, Acceleridine Iodine. It is the wild card in supporting the immune system. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial, and on and on and on. But it also performs a unique function known as healthy apoptosis. That is the natural death of traumatized and unhealthy cells. There's no pathogen resistant to iodine. And iodine was used to protect people from the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic that killed over 30 million people. So all of these immune boosting benefits are in addition to iodine's key role for the metabolism and the thyroid, the key to the endocrine system for the immune system. The thyroid produces T4. Four stands for 4 iodine atoms. And without iodine, the thyroid's unable to produce that T4. So it is essential for everything we are going to be talking about today. It's also the number one predictor, I should say, iodine deficiency is the number one predictor for depression and brain fog. So when we're talking about increasing your frequency, it increases a level of awareness and spirituality. And the scalar frequency embedded in the Acceleridine, which is in no other iodine, detoxes your pineal gland, which connects you to your higher self, clears that brain fog, and awakens you. So now to the good stuff. Dr. Anna Kabeca, she is back. She's an internationally acclaimed menopause and sex health expert, global speaker of women's health. She's Emory University trained and triple board certified in gynecology and OB, integrative medicine, and anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and is the author of The Hormone Fix and her new book, The Keto Green 16. Her areas of specialty include bioidentical hormone treatments, natural hormone balancing strategies, and she's received extensive notoriety for her virtual transformation programs, including women's restorative health, sexual CPR, and magic menopause. She's created the successful and popular alkaline superfoods drink, Mighty Maca Plus, I take it every morning, and the top-selling rejuvenating feminine vulvar cream of women, Jolva, which I use as well and love. Welcome back, Anna. Anna, how are you?
Oh, great to be here with you, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited because, gosh, I heard you talking the other day about stress and sex. And I thought, well, this is sure going to hit home with a lot of people right now with the environment. And just a little tidbit, I was notified yesterday that my kids are not going back to school this coming Monday. It would be nice to have known that a little sooner. But so stress, to say the least, is what's going on in this household.
It is hard. It is hard being a working mom and homeschooling, right? It is like, I'm blessed for the help that I have, and doing it alone, it's been quite a challenge. So I'm here with you. I'm here with you.
Well, so I wanted to start off and talk about stress in general and how that disrupts the cascade of the female hormones that we're already trying to balance in general. And we talked in our last interview about diet and how important that was. But I am really, which I assume diet is, keto greens, right? We are focused on a low carb diet, cutting out the bad stuff and the more acidic foods, which I'd like to talk about a little bit. But I want to talk about what I call the dirty cupcake, the cortisol and the epinephrine of stress, and how that can affect our oxytocin and our female hormones and everything else, and getting that out of whack.
Yeah, no, and it's a true seesaw effect in so many ways. When cortisol goes up, oxytocin goes down. And when cortisol is up for a long time, like we're chronic everyday stress, right? This quarantine goes on and on and on. We don't know when it's going to be lifted. All of that, or post-traumatic stress and triggers as well. Like what's on the news? You can be triggered on the news. So that's constantly, you know, creating a surge in cortisol and in adrenaline, and that is putting our body on fire. And our nervous system will say, okay, the paraventricular nucleus, actually area in our brain, will say, okay, you're frying me out enough. And so like our adrenal glands don't give out, they don't fatigue per se, but they're suppressed in the cortisol production. So kind of keep homeostasis within the body, because cortisol is the most acidifying hormone. And so here now, cortisol suppressed and oxytocin suppressed at the same time. And this is when that feels that relationship stress comes in. Initially, we're like, okay, we can make this work. And then over time, physiologically, and I will say this is a physiology to divorce in these instances, you feel disconnected, or physiology of burnout. You loved your work, but you no longer want to go in, you know, like, forget it. I don't want to do it. I'm quitting. I'm changing my career, you know, and I've heard it actually from an airline. I was flying here from Georgia. I'm in Dallas right now. And she said, you know, I used to love my job. I can't, you know, I don't even want to come in anymore. And I was like, I believe me, I understand there's a physiology to that. Don't make these life-changing decisions at times of high stress, right? Because the physiology of disconnect, that burnout, the isolation, you feel like you don't want to do the things that actually are therapeutic, that bring you joy, the play, the commitment, the intimacy.
So how do you get it back? How do you get that cortisol to lower? And or while you're in that state, knowing you're in that state and not seeing an end to it, how do you combat that through diet and maybe even supplements to really neutralize the acidity in the body?
Oh, this, and I call this my keto green way. It's a process that I discovered in my own healing journey. And it's the keto green way, because when we get into ketosis, we create insulin sensitivity. When we're stressed, cortisol goes up, glucose goes up. We can become very insulin resistant very, very quickly. We can become very, our blood sugar can go up and up and up. Diabetics right now having a hard time with stress, managing volatile blood sugars. And many of you may understand what that is if you're monitoring your blood sugar. Are you having a harder time now? So these concepts of getting more insulin sensitive through the keto part and the green, the alkalinizing part, there is a lifestyle factor for this. So with keto, we do intermittent fasting, no more snacking, right? So stop eating 13 hours to 16 hours from dinner to breakfast at least, okay? And no more snacking, because snacking can be destructive to your hormones and will create insulin resistance. So we want to stop that. And then the alkaline component, cortisol is the most acidifying hormone. Oxytocin is the most alkalinizing hormone. Mm-hmm. So things that we can do to increase oxytocin. And then this plays out like getting a pet. We know that in nursing homes, if there is pet therapy integrated, those patients need less pain meds and do well longer. So playing with a pet increases oxytocin. I mean, seriously, you have teenagers. I've had teenagers. Now my youngest is 12. And so like they don't greet you that unconditional love that you see when you get back home with that puppy. You know, I mean, and things like that make a difference. Laughter increases oxytocin. The antidote to stress is oxytocin, is doing things that you love and you are worthy. Like, I just want to tell people right now, you are worthy to experience pleasure in this time of extreme stress. You deserve, and you need to celebrate, because celebrations bring on oxytocin. Laughter, watching funny movies, connection brings on oxytocin, and you don't feel like you want to. Can anyone relate? I mean,
so that was one question I had. It's kind of like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you fake it to make it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, just even with hugs, I don't, you know, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to hug my husband, but if I hug my husband, is my oxytocin going to go up? And then am I going to feel that intimacy and feel that drive back from that boost?
Yeah. And that's a good start. And it's like, I don't want to have sex, but this is what I heard from my patients. Patients would come in and say, well, I don't have a libido. And, you know, inquiring about that, they would say, I never initiate sex, but once we get started, I'm good to go. Yeah. Right. Then I'm okay. Then I'm in. Right. Many people can relate to that. And that's because there's a hormonal response there. That's a secondary desire. And that's really, that's as important as primary desire. So knowing, just first of all, being receptive, okay, hug, caress. I tell guys all the time in my coaching programs, you know, foreplay starts at, you know, in the morning, right? Starts at breakfast, you know, bring her a cup of coffee in bed. I mean, what, you know, I mean, really that type of, I said, teasing text, you know, flirty, being flirty, yeah. All of these things really help. But caressing, touch, things that make you laugh, increase oxytocin, and that puts you in the mood.
Yeah.
You know, so watching a stressful movie versus a romantic comedy, right?
Right. And I, we joke that the foreplay in this house starts with the foot rubs on the couch while we're watching TV right after dinner. So I am with you with that. So when you are stressed out and your cortisol's up, but then you engage in an activity that is going to increase your oxytocin, will that also decrease the actual cortisol levels in the body at the exact same time?
Yes. So
it's like a seesaw.
It is the antidote. It is absolutely the antidote. So the way to test that, because this is something that I teach and you're right on board with it, it is urine pH testing. Mm-hmm. Urine pH testing tells us so much. Now, when cortisol increases hydrogen ion secretion across the renal tubules, what that means is makes your urine pH lower, more acidic. Stress, just thinking stressfully, is going to increase cortisol, which will increase blood glucose. So let me give you another example of this. I've worn a continuous glucose monitor for over a year in writing my book, Keto Green 16. Mm-hmm. So all the menu plans, you know, have very, you know, really do work to stabilize your blood sugar. Test it, tried and true. And I was fasting, intermittent fasting, and I got up on stage to speak. Very stressful for me, very stressful. My blood glucose, even though I was fasting, went up to 150.
Oh, wow. 150,
fasting. So that's cortisol. And then as soon as I relaxed on stage, it was up for about 30 minutes. As soon as I relaxed on stage and got into my groove and all that, it just came right back down. But how fascinating. Yes. So, and then urine pH acidic. So even waking up alkaline, fasting, right? What's the deal? So that's really important to know. But then you can be in that situation, then have laughter, good connection, friends, increasing oxytocin, right? Even having an acidic glass of wine, but you're having great conversation, relaxing, chill, and your urine pH will rise. It will become more alkaline. That's oxytocin. And you can actually watch how environment is interacting with your physiology, how your mindset is interacting with your physiology. And it happens very, very quickly. And so this is like, you know, like billions of processes going on within our body at the same time. But isn't that pretty cool?
It's amazing. And I do test my urine, and something that I've just come out with is this app on your phone. And if anyone's interested, you can find it at Accelerated Health Products. But what it does is it scans your body and tells you where all your hormones are, where your mood is, where your serotonin and all of that, where your vitamin profile is, your amino acids. And for the last couple of weeks, it's been extra stressful, and my cortisol and my epinephrine were through the roof. And then the other thing that came up on it was acidity, because it tells you if your pH is off, and they were right in line. And then I've been working really hard to bring all of them down, and it's amazing how they all come down at the same time. So how does testosterone fit into this seesaw?
Well, when you are stressed over time, certainly, right? Cortisol goes up. Progesterone is a precursor to cortisol. And so the hormones downstream start to decline. And that includes DHEA, estrogen, and testosterone. So we see more weight gain. We see more muscle loss. And then with increased cortisol, we see stress-related hair loss as well.
So you could say that your sexual relationship will actually help with your weight loss.
Absolutely.
Right?
As we know, when you first fall in love, oxytocin is a natural appetite suppressant too. And we know that it can regenerate muscle fibers. And so those are things that work for us. And so I think that's the whole concept of knowing what works for you and what works against you. But that intimacy in a relationship, it's important. And I know that sometimes you can feel like, no, I'm too tired. I don't have time. But making time, scheduling, getting on the same page, communicating, right? I say there's the ABCs to sexual CPR. I have a program called Sexual CPR, a very holistic program that go into the many areas that can affect our desire and our sex drive. And so I have so many couples that have gone through it, as well as singles. And the ABCs are first of all, A, accept yourself, accept where you are now, what situation we're in. And be present. Be present with the person you're with. I mean, be there. Don't be making grocery lists and thinking about carpool and your to-dos. Just be present. And the third is C. So ABC, C for communication. Communication and connect. We have to talk about what we're feeling and then explain, okay, my physiology feels off, but I know if we just watch this funny movie, have a massage, maybe give me a head rub or, something like that, that's what I need. And then that will drive up intimacy. So I think it's that just being receptive and scheduling and also understanding this physiologic seesaw that's happening.
Awesome. I was going to ask you to go into the sexual CPR. So fantastic. Let's talk about the keto greens. Let's talk about the diet. And yes, we're going to try to manage our stress as much as we can. But what is in our control is what we put in our mouth. So let's talk about that and how that affects your libido and your sexual health, especially during the premenopause and the menopause years.
Yeah. So with keto green, this is this whole concept of, there's clean keto and dirty keto, right? And I say keto clean is keto green. And that is incorporating the micronutrients from plant-based foods. And so your microgreens, low carbohydrate, we're not giving our body sugar, but we're doing low carbs and a lot of those alkalizers, the microgreens, the herbs, and a few select fruit periodically is fine, absolutely fine, and so good for us too. So my keto green approach and that I write about in Keto Green 16 works up to 16 hours between dinner and breakfast. And when we break fast, right, 16 hours. So I like my clients to eat by 6 or 7 p.m. and then break fast 10 or 11 a.m. That really works for hormone balancing. And you can eat two meals a day or, a meal and two meals and a shake or even one meal a day, depending what you're working up to over time. It's great to mix things up. But with Keto Green 16, we typically two meals or two meals and a shake a day. And we want those microgreens on. So I created a keto green shake that has 0 grams of sugar in it. And it has great detoxifiers, micronutrients, all the multivitamins and minerals your body needs. And my other supplement that we put as part of an alkalinizing supplement called Mighty Maca Plus, which you said, I'm so grateful. I'm so honored that you take that every morning. That's awesome. I'm ready for a shot right now. So. it really supports the adrenals and helps our body if we're in overstress or understress. So, hypofunction or hyperfunction. So this is the adaptogenic profile of the combination. And other things is just really making sure we're getting healthy fats, especially as we're older, because we need fats for healthy hormone balance. We always do. We don't need the sugars. We don't need the carbs. And it's important, especially when you're under stress, you have those carb cravings. But once you replace that with fats, you won't be hungry. You'll have better, stronger willpower as a result of that too.
And that's the way I eat. And I did want to ask, as far as the Mighty Maca, do you include that in your fasting period or in your window of eating? Or does it matter?
Yeah. For me, especially when I'm working with clients initially, I have them do a shot of Mighty Maca when they wake up because their body's detoxing. I want to remove the toxins as quickly as possible and support phase two detoxification. So I add it in there then. And then for a while, I find that I do better when I do that Mighty Maca shot in the morning myself, as far as my energy level goes. But sometimes I'll just do water until I break fast and then drink a shot of Mighty Maca.
I actually take it during my fasting window, so I take it right in the morning as well. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break and be right back with Dr. Anna Kubecka. Make sure you send in your questions if you have any.
Are you wanting to optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health? Visit www.acceleratedhealthproducts.com. Accelerated Health Products to detox, reset, and rebuild your immune system naturally and to accelerate your body, mind, and spirit with cutting-edge supplements and solutions. Get Sarah Banta's personal advice on a protocol just right for you. That's www.acceleratedhealthproducts.com.
Laura Sabin's number, right?
Welcome back to Accelerated Health Radio. I'm your host, Sarah Banta, the owner of Accelerated Health Products. And today we have Dr. Anna Kubecka, the girlfriend's doctor, to talk about sexual health. So, Anna, let's talk about progesterone cream and the difference between yours and some of the others that are on the market and how that can help someone balance their hormones. We're talking about the diet. And so if we eat right, that's still not going to make sure that our hormones are going to stay in line with where we want them. And something that happened to me personally, and I was going to ask you this selfishly, my diet is never changes. It is what it is, but my stress has gone up in the last couple of weeks. My progesterone dropped significantly and out of the blue. And I was just curious as to what was going on with me and how to counteract that.
Yeah, exactly. Cortisol is derived from progesterone. So cortisol is going up. We're going to see progesterone plummet. Hence, we can see also brain fog, memory loss, hair loss, difficulty sleeping through the night. We can see weight gain, swelling. We're going to see this drop in progesterone, menstrual irregularities, breakthrough bleeding, heavier than normal cycles, skipping a period, all of these changes, worsening PMS symptoms, estrogen dominant or premenstrual symptoms as well. And so anxiety, depression, mood swings, and that's a complete reaction. So what we want to do, we want to double up on your Mighty Maca. This is what I would tell you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Look at your labs and see that progesterone's low. I'm going to double up on your Mighty Maca, if not 2, 3, maybe 4 scoops a day, just 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, okay. Because we know that supports the adrenals. It detoxifies and it moves toxins out, but it's so adaptogenic, not just the maca, which is adaptogenic, but turmeric, quercetin, resveratrol, cat's claw herb, all of those are adaptogenics. Also, they're adaptogens. And so I want to really boost that up. And then adding bioidentical progesterone in the evening. So if you're cycling from, ovulation until menses typically, and sometimes it can be irregular. So sometimes I put you on progesterone for 1 or 2 months every day and then start cycling with the progesterone. And I would use it at night to help you sleep. Now, my progesterone cream is different. Number one, I'm very picky about how I manufacture my products, right? And how I source my products. So the progesterone is, I use bioidentical US, top grade progesterone. And I also added in pregnenolone, another mother hormone for our brain memory, because that's what I needed from PTSD and going through my own journey. I needed top down and bottom up, right? We want to approach health from multiple directions. So it contains that. It also contains tripeptide because it's a topical, and in the perimenopause, things can show up like age spots, wrinkles, thinning skin, weakening collagen. So we want to add nutrients back. And I also added in some essential oils that are also hormone balancing. So, and paraben-free, toxin-free, cleanest ingredients that that I'm able to find and use. And I put it in a very easy to apply pump. And so with progesterone also, you want to creams, you want to rotate where you're using it. Neck, chest, inner thighs, lower abdomen. I put a little bit around my eyes, forehead, chin, good cause. So rotate sites because that's important for progesterone receptors. And you want to put it on thin skin. So basically where you see veins, and that gets really well absorption.
And you don't want to put it in one place because why?
The receptor sites saturate.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why too, in even menopause, when we're not having our cycles, I still have clients take 1 or 2 days off a week or 3 to 5 days off a month just to clear up those receptor sites, keep it effective, you know, and using small doses go a long way. We don't need to use doses that would suppress our own body's natural function. We just want to come in and complement, lift it up, support.
So what are your top recommendations for someone that comes to you and says, I have no drive anymore. I don't know where it is. I want it back. What do I do?
Well, I have a whole class called Help Doctor, My Sex Drive Has No Pulse, right? And I get that. I get that. And that's why it's complex. I wish, you know, desire was as easy as, you know, just thinking it better, right? That in and of itself, we need a lot more, right? Or it was just as easy as getting testosterone or testosterone pellets, right? Nope. Short-term solution, not good for the long run. And physiology affects behavior. And so that's really an important thing to understand. And so what I recommend is like that back to those ABCs is starting with that. Accept yourself, be present, communicate, connect, work on that. Do things that increase oxytocin, increasing pleasure, increasing self-care. Say if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Putting strong boundaries on how we're often pulled in so many directions. And asking, you know, asking for help if we're pulled in so many directions, right? Not having to do it all by yourself, right? This is about a team. And then that same with your spouse is being able to have this communication, but also say, well, it brings me great pleasure when you A, B, and C, especially if you're living at home together. Maybe it's like, okay, look, I've been watching this trash here for 2 days and no one's taking it out. Like, I'm pissed. There's no way I'm having sex with you, buddy. I mean, right. Seriously, right? Or there's socks on the bathroom floor. Please, right? Mm-hmm. So that level, right? Our tank is empty. Resentment is lack of self-care. So communicating, number one, honey, if you do these things, like pick up your socks, take out the trash, our chances are better to be intimate. Let's say it that way. We're going to have better chances, but you know, that's one thing. And then really that if we are feeling resentful, we're having issues, irritable, then it's resentment is lack of self-care. So that comes back on us. Are we doing our gratitude journaling in the morning? Are we getting outside and going for a walk? Are we having our time with our friends, girlfriends? Have we had date night lately? When was the last time we just cuddled and talked and had a heart to heart? And, you know, so those are ways that we can really start to bridge some divisions that can occur from chronic everyday stress.
Yeah. And it's so unfortunate, but I think a lot of couples will start taking one step to the left and right, and then there's all of a sudden this V, and they realize, wow, we're really far apart. And for me, I'm very specific because I know men need direction, right? And so when it comes to Valentine's Day, he'll say, well, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Instead of saying, oh, nothing, like most women do, I'll say, I want a four-page letter of why I'm so great and how much you love me. And I'm very specific. And so that way he can't lose, right?
Set up for success. Yeah.
Yeah. And the communication is so key because that is part of the intimacy. That's part of what leads you to increasing your oxytocin and putting things back in balance. And we've had a couple questions come through. And one is, how can you know if your hormones are out of place?
Well, I think, you know, I have a questionnaire and it's, I think it's dranna.com/quiz, or maybe it's dranna.com/hormone quiz. And that's a questionnaire you can take and it will give you your, you know, a a number to say the lower the number, the more balanced you are. But when you're symptomatic, then your hormones are out of balance. And I would say almost if you're asking that question, your hormones are out of balance. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so looking into that, and then that's where it even brings me to the point when clients would come in with PMS, irregular cycle, you know, they would often, and I put them through detoxification or modified elimination diet, my plans, right? They would say, Dr. Ann, I didn't realize how bad I was feeling till I started feeling good again. And mm-hmm. I think that's really why I just make detox part of my routine. I make cleanses part of my routine, fasting mm-hmm. part of my routine, my lifestyle seasonally, if not more, right? Yeah. And there's testing too that we can do. You can get functional medicine testing and hormone testing, salivary testing, urinary testing to look at hormones. The issue with hormone testing, when you test, is really important. And there's no one great source of testing. There's no one, like it's, you know, urine, blood, saliva, each piece, each body fluid tells us something different. Hormones are energetic molecules. That's why energetic testing is really an important picture to look at too.
Yeah. Well, for me personally, I know immediately because if your adrenals are spewing out chronic cortisol, right? Your adrenals sit on top of your kidneys get inflamed. And what happens to me? I retain a ton of water and I'll drink water and I'm not going to the bathroom. And I know my body's just holding on to that. And that was a question was, how does oxytocin affect your kidneys and the hormones affect your kidneys? Or is it just essentially what I said, or is there more to it?
Well, I think with stress, you have increasing cortisol and aldosterone, which is going to create water retention. Mm-hmm. So it's like that preparation for the famine, preparation for the attack. And right. So that's often why, you know, in some individuals, it's more, you're more susceptible than others. So different physiologic patterns, but that's pretty much what's happening there with the kidneys. I'm not aware how oxytocin has a direct effect on the kidneys, you know, other than the reduction in cortisol. Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Well, this is a question that is just, it's a broad question that someone just asked. And we are all going through such an odd time. But she says, what if we forgot what brings us joy? What do you recommend with people that come to you and say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know where I am.
Then think back to when you were a child. Now, this is a question that I get, and I've had clients like, what brings you joy? What makes you happy? Like, even how are you feeling today? I mean, really feeling, and to actually get in touch with our emotions, to take back the layers of you know, being okay, right? So to get in touch with really what brings you joy is to think back. What brought me joy as a child? What did I love doing? Oh my gosh, I loved painting. And actually, now that I think about it, it's been a while since I painted. I did pick up some colored pencils with my daughter the other day. But you know, but that's true. Like, what did I love doing? I love horses. Right now we have 3 horses. Mm-hmm. And so I'd love to ride, but you know, those things like to get out, there were years I didn't ride, you know? And so think about what is it that brings you joy? What did you love? And maybe go back to what movie made you laugh and start there. Cause once those, I would say My Big Fat Greek Wedding. So yeah. That is one of my favorite all-time movies that always makes me laugh.
Right.
Yeah. So that's such a good one. And so start doing those things, really focusing on that, and things that are bringing you stress, be it the evening news, you know, some social media, some, you know, just block that. There are certain things we can control and we need to. And that's something too, making a list. These are my stressors. What can I control? What can I control? What is my next step to handle this? Yeah. And that's really important. I also do, you know, maybe it's helpful right now for your audience. It's just coming up that it's a process called compartmentalization. I know we have to think about COVID and coronavirus and what do we got to do next, right? But maybe we can think about it from 8 to 8:15.
Right.
You know, designate a time. And I did this in my own trauma, you know, from my own grief when we lost our son, and the grief was overwhelming and overwhelming and overwhelming. And I started to compartmentalize, okay, the thought's coming. I'm going to give this time at 8 to 8:15. And I started that process, and it really has been a very therapeutic practice for me.
That's amazing. A great idea, because I feel like if someone like you going through what you went through didn't give yourself that time, you'd feel this sense of guilt for not having those feelings, but then you'd have these waves of overwhelmingness. But to compartmentalize, then you can start grieving and getting on with your life as well. Not that it's ever going to be the same, but that I got another question that segues into what I wanted to talk about next. And it is, where can these products mentioned be found? And they're all found at acceleratedhealthproducts.com. Whether you're talking about Dr. Anna's products or my products, you can find all of them. But that leads me to the Jolva. I would love to talk about that and tell people how it works. And is it something that you use just prior to sex, or is it something that you're supposed to use on a daily basis and it's healing? And if you would talk about that.
Yeah, I was looking to see if I had some right around me. I usually have some all around the house. So Jolva is a daily use cream. You can use it just prior to sex, especially if you just have a little issues with dryness. But I say, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, just like we use our eye makeup. So Jolva is a vulvar cream. Use it from clitoris to anus, which I say is the prime and most important real estate of your body. We want to keep this area healthy for the rest of our lives. It's not just about sex, right? Bladder health, bowel health, comfort, all of this, you know, being able to be active, riding horses, walking, jogging, jumping on a trampoline. We don't want to have issues, right? And certainly we don't want to have discomfort with sex, because if we have pain every time we do something, why would we want to? And especially when we're stressed, we can also, again, depleting testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, that's going to increase vaginal dryness, loss of pleasure, loss of orgasm. So Jolva daily, and you can also use it prior to intercourse. Many clients love that. It's fine for the guys too, and can really support natural moisture, and with pelvic floor exercises, help with sensation, help restore the vaginal walls, as well as bladder control. So we've had amazing, amazing testimonials with it.
Well, I love it. I highly recommend it for everyone out there. And is it something that you just recommend for the premenopausal, menopausal age women, or do younger women benefit from it as well?
Well, you know, post-childbirth, and I will say post-breastfeeding, sometimes there's laxity that can be supported with the addition of using Jolva. So if we're having any of those issues, like the bladder leaking, the loss of moisture, vaginal moisture, decrease in pleasure, decrease in orgasm, then we want to add that in. And that can be very safe. And I have clients in their 70s and 80s that are using Jolva now and started. Like, I have one client, she's so cute, thinking about her. She's 72 years old, and she'd been widowed for 30 years, went to her 40-year high school reunion, and met up with her high school boyfriend. And he was widowed, and they connected, got married. And then she said, oh my God, we couldn't touch each other. I mean, you couldn't touch me. I was so uncomfortable. And then I found Jolva, and lo and behold, and she pulls him onto the screen. Timmy, come tell Dr. Anna about Jolva. He goes, oh, life is so good. Life is just so good, Dr. Anna. We just love you here.
I love it. I love it. It reminds me, my grandfather lost my grandmother in his 80s. He got remarried in his 80s. He actually got remarried twice after he was 80 years old. And he just kept going. And finally, he found a woman that outlived him. So, well, I wanted to close out by, is there any other tips and tricks that you have for women who have lost that libido and to get themselves feeling young again? And I know, you know, it's hormonal, it's stress, but are there any other last tips that we can give to people to give them some hope that life isn't over?
Yeah, definitely. Just a quick jump back to Jolva for the ingredients. It has plant stem cells from the beautiful alpine rose, DHEA, emu oil, coconut oil, and shea butter. Those are the primary ingredients. No parabens, no preservatives. It's beautiful, clean product. So that's what that is. And again, it took me 3 years to formulate and a lot of clinical time to really perfect, and it's just amazing. And so when you feel like, to answer your question, Sarah, when you feel like you've lost your libido and you're having struggle getting it back, or you're losing that connection, how's that song go? You've lost that loving feeling, you know?
Yep.
It's nothing more heartbreaking than that, because it's that conscientious. I know I love my spouse, but I don't feel love for him. I'm not feeling that connection. And that's when cortisol's winning and oxytocin's losing. I write about this in chapter 8 of The Hormone Fix. And it's a really profound chapter because we talk about stress. And honestly, I wouldn't know this if I hadn't gone through it. It's not something I learned in medical school or in residency or training. I learned it because that's how I felt. Disconnected. I know I love my husband. I don't feel love for him. And so that led to divorce and a whole journey, right? Yeah. And if I knew then what I know now, you know, maybe things would have been different, because understanding that physiology of disconnect. So I would just say to everyone, do one thing today and every day that makes you really happy. Yeah. And with that, the mindset of think about, where did you see love today? And where did you show love today? Like, I feel the love of Sarah giving out her time and her energy, her passion, her personal stories into you, into her community. And so this is where I see love today.
Oh, that
I receive that. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Anna. You just gave me the chills. And there was something that I heard the other morning when I was needing a little turnaround, and this little trick of counting backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you find yourself stuck in a negative thought pattern or a stressful moment, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 switch, and it gives you that boost to just change and go in a different direction. So before we go, Anna, can you please tell people where they can find you? And you have your own podcast that is awesome that I definitely recommend people listen to, but let them know where they can find you and about your books.
Thank you. So easy to find me at dranna.com, dranna.com, on Instagram at Dr. Anna Kabeca, and on Facebook, we have a great growing Keto Green community on Facebook. My books are available everywhere books are sold, and highly, highly recommend them. And also the same, my products, Mighty Maca, Jolva, great to start out with if you're having loss in sexual desire, available on Accelerated Health Radio. So Accelerated Health. I'm excited to share this information. Thank you.
Amazing, Anna. Thank you so much for coming back. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. If I can help you with your health issues, you can contact me directly at sarah@acceleratedhealthproducts.com. Happy to put together a protocol for you. I know sometimes it's hard to know where to start. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, under Accelerated Health Products, and my YouTube channel under Accelerated Health Radio. You can also find this episode and all of my episodes on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Pandora, whatever podcast platform you subscribe to. And I also now have Accelerated Health Bites, where I do short informational videos about health topics and solutions you ask about. So if you have a health condition or a topic you want me to address, let me know. And if you liked what you heard today, please hit the subscribe button and share this with a few of your friends who may need my help. As you share my channel, it helps me help more people like you and bring more cutting edge guests on the show like Dr. Anna. Don't miss next week's interview, Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and you can find the supplements, informational videos on the website acceleratedhealthproducts.com. You can use coupon W4HC20 for 20% off site-wide. As you support the Accelerated Health Products, I'm able to bring you this show and the amazing guests. Have a great week, and we will see you next week.